Lucy, we turn it over to you, sister.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a good thing. It's for me, that's maybe not a good thing for you. Nah. Don't run yet. Okay? Don't run yet. Oh. 2 Peter 1:3 was going somewhere. So, I mean, you know, now I'll have to look it back up if I can read that one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I gave these out. This is a card that Patricia had. And I don't even remember. Well, it's Scott Hankins. Well, I just want to keep picking it up, I reckon. But anyway, it's real good. She wrote this, and then this is Grace Rice Roos from like about the turn of the century. And she has several things that God gave her during her lifetime, and it's real strong. And anyway, well, let's put it like this. These are for all of us, because tonight I am teaching, or I'm going to read some scriptures and we're going to talk. I want you to know that we all need to help people. And the name of this is, we want to cause our brethren to inherit. And you know, I mean, I can't help it. Even when Julie gets friends and Julie gets in-laws and their family in-laws, and you know how that just kind of keeps spattering out there. I don't know some of them, but when she calls me, you know, we pray. And we pray about these people and for these people, because we want the best for them. We want to make, you know, we want them to be a brethren. We want them to realize that if I was in y'all's family, you know, by blood or whatever, I would expect to go knock on your door and say, hey, man, I ain't been able to cook today because my gas is off, or da-da-da-da-da. Can you? I'm hungry, besides hamburgers. You know, I mean, you know, you just, when you're family, you knock on the door and then tell them, well, I should have called, but I didn't have time, Carol. But I'm here now. You know, I don't know if you've ever had any guests like that, but, you know, and I try not to be like that, but, you know, it's kind of shaky with me. I've been single the whole time I've been here, so, and that's been a long time, pretty about 40 or something like that. I don't know. I ain't stopping to figure it out. But we need to want every one of, it doesn't matter if it's, I mean, it's like David asked me a while ago what Elaine's husband's name was. I said, it's Gerald. I mean, I've met them once or twice, but I know them because Patricia talks about them and we pray for them. And, you know, when we look at their two daughters, and I've never seen them, I feel like I should know them because we've prayed for them. But, I mean, that's what it is. We are a family. I mean, I might not be a Brock. My name starts with a B. It's Baker. But I mean, you know, but that's where we are, that we need to. It's like I have read that letter twice from your daughter, from Solo Hope. They sent Highways and Hedges a letter. Carol, I hadn't showed it to you, but I've read it twice to myself. And I was going to bring it tonight and read it, because she gave us a real, she sent them out to everybody as far as, you know, individuals and whatnot. And she sent it to us because of Highways and Hedges, and we were able to give into their ministry. And they were just so excited because they wanted to get 300 things, you know, for children, for 300. They ended up being, what was it, 360? You know, and she was just talking about how God blessed them, and how two communities had a big, I think like in Georgia we call it a feed. You know, they had a big to-do, and they ate and just had a good time. And I mean, they just overdid. I mean, they got beyond what they had to go for. And you know, we know that Sally and Roy, they always do things for the inmates and try to, you know, encourage them and strengthen them. And if they'll listen to the word of God, we try to get something for them. But, you know, we have to want to be involved in somebody else's family. And I mean, it's like, you know, like Carol and I think I know all them, but not sure. And I don't know how Betty is because I hadn't asked, but better? Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But I mean, really, Lucy. When we want to help someone and we want to make their life better because of, we know, hey, look, my life is way better. I mean, you know, it's like I feed cats that are starving. I feed cats that have been fed for a long time. Then I see cats that are pampered and sleep on my couch, and you know, I mean, there's all kinds of layers of animals. Well, guess what? People are the same way. There's people out there that are in rough places. They don't know what they want. They don't know how to get anything if they did know what they wanted. They're all broken up into different, you know, groups and we have answers, y'all. I mean, you know, when Roy, I mean, I know Roy, you fell here just what, 2-3 weeks, a month ago or something like that. You fell down the steps or somebody pushed you down. I don't know the deals, but anyway. But I mean, he works with those inmates, and then somebody caused him to get hurt. One of them, I think. But I mean, we still have to keep setting goals, just like they did down there. They set a goal for 300. They did 360. You know, and then they fed all these people. But we have to want to help these people. And I mean, I know sometimes I go away from conversations that I have with people, and I kind of go, really, Lord? I know y'all never done that. You know, you kind of go, really, Lord? You really want me to do this? I mean, I'm not real comfortable with this one. You know, of course, I go find me somebody to hook up with, let's do it together and help them. But I mean, you know, there's just all kinds of folks out there, but everybody needs to know that they need to be, we need to teach them, we need to show them how that they can inherit. I mean, my sisters, we inherited the same thing from my mama. I mean, because we were all just alike. We were sisters. I mean, we didn't, you know, divvy it up and give you 45 cents and no more, and we took the other 999.55, you know, and left you with 45 cents. No, I mean, we are family, and that's what we are here. And I mean, listen, Satan hates family. He hates for you to be okay with me. Even if I'm stupid sometimes, and I can be as stupid as I am redhead. It's not as red as it used to be, see? So I used to be a lot more stupid. But anyway, but you see what I'm saying is it's up to us if we're going to join together. I mean, a while ago when he was when David was talking about the meeting, and we, you know, going to give you some information and whatnot and all this kind of stuff, and I couldn't help but think, we are a family. We are a family. And if you have asked us a question, we've answered you if we can. Sometimes we can't because we don't know. I mean, me and TC worked yesterday trying to get that light things to turn off. And then when we couldn't get them to turn off, I turned them off back there. Bless God, if it wasn't going to work for me and TC, is that one off, TC? Is that one off, TC? Yeah, we were on the phone, you know. But we have to do what we do because it's the right thing. And the only way we're going to help people is to be just ourselves. I can't be you. I sure can't drive a bus. They tried to get me to drive a bus when I came first over here from Brooks County. And they said, you just ran over one of them little cones. Hold it, stop. Because, you know, on the back of those buses, they have two wheels. They have, you know, And the little kids hung between the two wheels. I said, he should have got out of the way. He should have moved. I mean, he was standing too close. I didn't have to worry about driving the bus too long, you know. So, and I really didn't want to anyway. I mean, you know, because see, I also know human nature, And if I was going to coach cross country and I ended up being the girls' coach and the boys' coach, and if I'd have known how to drive the bus, there probably wouldn't have been on a Saturday morning but one adult on that bus. And let me let you guess who that was going to be. Me. And I was going to drive. I was going to coach both teams. I was going to look in that mirror and see if I could say, "Well, you sit down, by golly, I'm going to come back there." And yeah, I mean, and I told my first guy that, well, Ralph was the first one. I told him, I said, "Ralph, I'm not getting one of them things on my phone. I mean, I'm not driving a bus. I don't want to be a bus driver, because if I do that, I know that's what's going to happen to me. And it ain't going to happen to me, because I know that's what will happen. And you know it will happen too. Because some of you, as parents or bus drivers, have probably driven for one somebody with a whole load of bus, the young'uns. They have already inherited more than they need at that moment, probably. But what I'm trying to say is we have to want to be part of the body or part of the family. We have to want to. I mean, there's times that people call me and I'm like, I don't know if I can go one more place. But, you know, I'm going anyway. It took me till 8 o'clock last night to get those 5 heat lamps on that stuff out there for Patricia and them. And Mr. Wayne had already just told me at lunch, just don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. I'm like, no, I like them satsumas. I like them kumquats. I eat them every day when I go to feed the dogs. Them kumquat bushes right there. And but the Father God knew that. And let me tell you something. I ignored him. I believe God ignored him. I think me and the Lord was on another whole strip. And I went to Walmart. You know there wasn't a heat lamp in Cairo. Not yesterday at about 1 o'clock. Dumb Lucy. I mean, it's, you know, you think you go. And, of course, you know, last year's was not burning. We had all the little globes and all that, but we just didn't have no heat lamps. And I thought, Lord, Margaret just came right to my brain. And I called Margaret on the phone. I said, "Margaret, have you got, yeah, down there at the building center, have you got any heat lamps, you reckon?" "I don't know. That's been, I don't remember if we ordered any after we, you know, because, you know, you don't keep very many of those in the summertime." And so she was with the dog somewhere, and she said, "When I come back by there, I'll go by there and see." I said, "I need 5. I just told her how many I wanted. Hey, next few little while, here she comes with 5 brand new heat lamps. And she said, "You know, I think we ordered a bunch at one point. I'm going to tell her we need to find somebody to sell those to, because she needs to get her money off of them, because they're just sitting in there." So God gave me 5. Now it took me till 8 o'clock to get them all straightened out and get them all hooked up. And I was cold. Anyway, you know, but hey, I got them on there. But we have to, I don't know how to say it really. You know, you can make people comfortable and at ease to talk to in a group or one-on-one, or run into somebody that they remember you from God knows when, and I can barely, you know, just go, "Oh yeah, I think I had that kid." And they're talking to me and I'm going, "Oh man, was it PE? Was it health?" And I ain't even asking about their name, because the name is 100 miles from me. You know, and I've got where one old guy got me in Walmart one night, and he was it was kind of a lie, I reckon. I kind of made out like I knew his name, but I couldn't tell you what his name was. If he'd had a gun on me, I'd have just had a hole. And finally this boy, he was a good boy. He was in my class, and big old tall boy, and he's a little special, and I couldn't think of his name. And he done got married, and he introduced me to his wife and his 2 girls, and I'm still standing there like a dumb. I know y'all don't do that, and that's the reason I can let you in on the way it goes like that, you know. And I'm standing there, and that boy looked at me right dead in my face, and he said, "Coach, you don't know who I am, do you?" I mean, I was like, there wasn't no use to lie no more. You know, I just looked at him and I said, no, I mean, I remember when you was in my class, you know, and I said two or three things, which was right. I just couldn't remember his name. Not that I didn't, I taught about 160 kids a year, you know, and I mean, yeah, I'm not sure I always knew all their names when I was teaching them, let alone, you know, a year or two later or 10. But I, you know, that young man brought me to reality, and I looked at him and I told him, I said, you know what, you're better than I am, because I have trouble with this, with all these different young men and young ladies. I said, you know, I got to quit trying to think of their name, and y'all's name, and just tell you, oh, now come on, tell me your name again. What year were you? You know, I mean, just be truthful. Just don't tell a lie. Just be truthful. And I don't know why, you know, you know, that's stupid. And I mean, I reckon y'all didn't come to hear me tell you all my bad stuff. But anyway, I'm here. So, you know, but basically what I'm getting to is I want you to, maybe that's what I should say, that we help people inherit. We help our brothers and our sisters and people. Sometimes they may not be our brother and sister because they may not be saved yet. I don't count some of these other folks. Just because they're human beings, they're still human beings. And I'm a human being too, I reckon, if you want to call it that. But they're not in the body of Christ. And that's a little difference. But at the same time, I got to want to get them in there. I got to want to help them. I got to want to, you know, share with them. Now, that don't mean I'm going to, you know, take every phone call and go to everything that's stupid, but, you know. But sometimes we get to that point where, well, let's look over in Joshua for a minute. I got a couple of scriptures I want to talk about here. Whoa. Anyway, anyway, these are really good confessions. And it took me and the cats about 30 minutes to fold those things. I thought, gee, I thought I was a little better than that. Joshua chapter 1, actually. Okay, I'm too far back. I'm jacked. There I am. I got my fan right there. Joshua 1. Look at verse. I'm going to start at 6. Chapter 1, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Now, of course, I didn't back up far enough, but this is the Lord telling, you know, verse 5 says, they shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, and as I was with Moses, I will be with thee, and I will not let you fail nor forsake thee. Now, this is the Lord talking, if you go back to verse 1, I'm sorry. But he says, you be strong, be of good courage, because I want this people, he said, you're going to divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto the Father to give them. Only be thou strong and be courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou go. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Thou shalt observe to do all that's written here, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Now listen to this last verse 9. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Now, he's told him in verse 6 and in verse 9 to be strong and be courageous. Have courage. And we, sometimes to open up and to try to help somebody, you have to have some courage. You know, because sometimes I just don't want to. Now, you know, I mean, call me whatever, that's all right. But sometimes I'm a little, you know, squeamish. You know what squeamish is. I don't know if I want to try to do this because I'm not sure I know this guy, and you know, and I'm a single woman, and I'm not stupid. You know, But I mean, we have to know what God's wanting us to do, but we have to know that God can do great things, and he can use us. As anybody that's redheaded and don't know what they're doing half the time and want to get David on the phone or the other David on the phone, somebody, I got to know what to do. Oh, I'll call Carrie. He always knows. You know, but I mean, you know, if you don't step out there and start to do something, you can bet your boots you ain't going to ever do anything. And you're never going to help anybody because you're scared. And I mean, I'm not saying that we don't have to be smart this day and age. I'm, you know, like I said a while ago, I do things and I try to do things with some, you know, intelligence. But sometimes I wonder if I got any. But, I find it every now and then. But he said that he's going to help Joshua. Joshua is going to go through this thing. And he is one that's going to be responsible to show them and get them to their inheritance. Now, that's a big... And really, when we meet, and right now, the last few months, we've been meeting as a director's board and as the elders. And when we get in there, we pretty much are straight up and honest with each other. And some of us, you know, not sure about it, and some of us are sure. But we all want the same thing. We want this place to grow and to be a good place for our families and for the people that's coming in. Because God's got a good plan. And we want to go into it. So, you know, sometimes you don't think you're a leader, but we're all leaders in some place and somewhere. We all are like Joshua. We may not ever divide it to a whole nation. We may not be on TV, which is fine. Matter of fact, it's really better. But I mean, we all have to step in and be a part. I mean, we are, and that's what we talk about, and that's what we, you know, when we look around and, hey, listen, we were the first ones when they started telling us, what was it, 19,000 for that projector? Some crazy big lump? I don't know. It was 18, 17. It's more money than I wanted to spend on a car, let alone on a projector. I mean, you know, I was like, those things got that high? I mean, I didn't say anything because sometimes you just shut up, Lucy. Just, you know, but we are, and every one of us in here tonight, and I'm not talking about just because we're a small group, every one of us are leaders. In our own right, in our own, you know, place, whether it's in the community or whether it's in the church, whether it's in your family, he was talking about that movie. Sometimes people get in places and they become leaders when they don't want to be a leader. But somebody's got to lead and somebody's got to step up with some when integrity and strength and no, shake it off my feet. Hallelujah, we going over. And I'm not sure that there was times that Moses or Abraham or Joshua, Samuel, I mean, I'm sure there was times that they were like going, you said what? Excuse me, Lord. Would you tell me that one more time? Y'all probably never did that, but, you know, every now and then I get to that point, I go, did I understand that right? You really want me to do that? You really going to let her go all the way down to Peru by herself, fly on that foot? You know? Well, your daughter's already done it for several times. Reckon your wife can do it too, huh? But I mean, we all have those moments. But we are the leaders. And I'm not talking just that we are, you know, in this or that. Every time we walk in here, everywhere we go, God's got his hand on us and we can bring forth and we can help. And it's amazing what God can do sometimes through just one of us. In Walmart or in the parking lot. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, because that's the way he works. But he says here, He said, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall I divide for inheritance the land. And I swear it unto the Father to give them. And of course, he went on to say in verse 9 again, he says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. That word in the Old Testament is no different than some of it all through in the middle. It doesn't matter if it was Isaiah, if it was any of those different guys. And goes right on into the New Testament. Jesus has called us out as leaders. Jesus has called us, and he says, honestly, we cannot help someone if we don't have something to help them with. I mean, I can't give you what I don't have. I mean, it doesn't matter how much I want to do for you. I can't do anything. But when we are a leader, we can look to God and we can say, okay, Father, now you've put me in this spot. What you want me to do about it? I mean, that's kind of like turning the buck back on him. But you know what? I think he's waiting on us to do that sometimes. I mean, I think he's waiting on us. I mean, you know, sometimes I look back at some of the things that I did with my father. My daddy died when I was 18, so I didn't have a long time with him, 19. But he would, me and my little sister Julie, we went everywhere with him if he let us go. Out there on the farm, we were all always with him a lot. But he would always show us things that we could learn to do, and then he would show us, make sure that we understood. Because growing up on the farm, I know David knows, growing up on the farm, you learn to, I was driving and riding a tractor before I should have been on a drive, on a riding lawnmower, but we didn't have one of them at that time. We just pushed. You know, but I mean, you know, young, but he showed us, he's taught us, but he led us. And Mama would be so mad because she would go to church on Sunday night and we wouldn't go because we stayed with Daddy. And down at that old sinkhole, I know some of y'all know what sinkholes are. Them ducks in the wintertime, just crazy coming in that sinkhole. And the woods were so tight around that sinkhole that they had to come in and go, ah! and then just dive in this sinkhole. And man, we could hit them, you know. And I won't ever forget, one night she came home from church and we had been to the sink. And we gave away several of them ducks before we came home with them. We got them all out and we put down some newspaper because we knew Mama would not like her have ducks in the middle of the kitchen floor if there wasn't something on them. And that pile of ducks was about that high. And it was about that big. You had to walk around it. And I don't know how many ducks was in that pile, if you want to know the truth. And we had checked out and looked at Wonderful World of Color. I know y'all don't remember that. Walt Disney on Sunday night. And we had watched that program while she was gone. And we had not picked a feather off a nair duck when she walked in. And needless to say, my mama was a Christian woman, and she didn't say what she probably wanted to say. And she didn't. Well, she changed her clothes and came back in there and gave us all pretty much a dirty look. Because by then we were in there really busy. Really busy. Well, I mean, the three of us, me, Julie, and Daddy. And we were working on getting the feathers off so one of us could start, you know, doing the intro. So, I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, we kind of had us a chain going by then. But we should have had it an hour ago going. You know, and I don't know why my mama lived with us, but she was a good woman. Praise God, she's in heaven. She's probably up there going, yeah, uh-huh. She's probably going, yeah, you telling the truth. You telling the truth. Just like, yeah. But, you know, we have to be a leader. Not just talk about it. We not just, well, you know, my daddy didn't lead that night. I didn't lead that night. Julie is one of those that would usually bug the heck out of you if you didn't do on what you're supposed to do. She didn't lead that night. We all just wanted to sit down. Now, I know y'all don't never do anything like that, so that's why I took the time to tell you that my mama didn't kill us all. But in about 11:30, I think we finally got through. And then after we did all that, she put some of them in the freezer and some of them we gave away the next day. So we gave away a lot of ducks. But, you know, we are responsible to let our light shine, to be that person that will walk up and help you even if you don't need help, or even if you don't deserve help. I mean, I've helped some people that I thought to myself, you could have done this. you could have not looked at the TV and you could have done this. So anyway, but I think so many times we just get to the thing, we get in our heads and we don't think that we can be a leader. You know, we kind of, you know, slide back and, you know, they got it. Don's going to be there on time. Roy will be on time. Mike's always on time. He fixes stuff that I can't fix. I can't even figure out how to do it, but go back there and turn the breakers off. So, you know, but we all have that place that we have to step to. And we have to step to, because that's what God wants us to do. Look over in 1 John. I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures right quick. I don't even know when I'm pretty close to quitting. I'm supposed to be quitting here. Sorry about that. I'm sorry I took you on a duck hunt. Been around the world here. And I don't know. 1 John 3:1. I got four scriptures I want to show you just right quick here. 1 John, I know you're in here. There it is, that's 2 John. How about 1? 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. He says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because they knew him not." What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon you, Don, and he calls you a son of God. I mean, you cannot get away from that scripture, because he is the one that has pointed his finger at each one of us. It doesn't matter if it's a tall guy or a short guy or older lady or a younger lady. It doesn't matter who we are and what we look like. It is the fact that he has bestowed this kind of manner, this kind of love on us, and we are called the sons of God. You cannot get away from that. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. These are actually several different prayers that I pray. But Ephesians 1, verse 3 says this: "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places." Now, sometimes I want something besides spiritual. Sometimes I need something that's physical, or I need something that somebody can give to me out of a mental. They got a good head on their shoulders. You need to help me. But he says here, blessed is the God, the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, if we're going to take that on, we can take that on and lead. We can take that on and you know, get up under whatever we got to tote, and we can get that. I want one more. Look at 2 Peter 1:3. I know I was on 1:3s. I was reading a lot of Paul's time. Paul's, he writes a lot with Peter. Come on, Peter. I had trouble with Peter a while ago. Hebrews. Y'all done found Peter and looking at me. I don't blame you. All right. For 2 Peter. I was at the right place. 2 Peter, and I'm on 1:3. Again, it's another one. It's another one of his prayers. "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. He says, according to the divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. There isn't anything else in this realm but life and godliness. Now, I mean, you know, Satan tries to mess it up, and there can be craziness, and there can be real, real cold, or there can be a storm. There can be a lot of different things. But he's told us here that the divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who's called us. He's called us. Listen, I don't care what somebody wants to say, whether they're in here or out there, about this church. God's called this church. God's called this church. And God called Brother Bill to want to come here and build. And he and a lot of other people came here and built that first, well, they met before that. They were meeting somewhere else. But they came here and they believed that they could pay off a building and do the things. And you know what? It doesn't matter if there's 10 in here or you can't get in here because it's packed. God has called us here. So we got to do what God's called us to do. I mean, because we're leaders. You're a leader. And I mean, it doesn't matter if we got a coach so-and-so, or you're the bus driver. Or no, he's a policeman. I mean, he's a sheriff. He's in the county. He's got a title. We don't have to have a title. We have a place that God has called us as sons and daughters of the Most High God, and he has put out so much stuff and said, take this and take this and do this. We can't back up. We got to go forward, and we can't look at the seats. Hey, I see a lot of brown seats, and I see these. And you know why these are here? Because Highways and Hedges bought them, because I went to Keith Moore's church out there in Louisiana, and I like the froze. But he had those every other three or four. He had these all over his he still does. But he knew that 99, about half of the people was going to freeze and half of the people was going to be hot. So he had these all, and I, me and Carol and Tricia, and we prayed them up. We even got the same brown ones. They might not be the same ones, but they look just like his. So, I mean, but we got to do it, and we can. And I'm not looking at it. Hey, I'm looking at my Father. And when he says, go, I'm going, and you're going, and we're going to do. Hey, I tell you what, Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' name that whatever you have planned for this whole entire church, you're the one that brought it to Brother Bill. You're the one that put it in his heart, and he's gone. He's in heaven. He's wondering what we're going to do with it. Well, Lord, we're going to do what you want to do with it, and we're going to do it your way. And we're going to be happy, and we're going to just... And, Lord, we still are going for this curtain up here, Daddy, that we know at one proper time it's going to pop a leak, and we're going to reach in, and out it's going to come body parts, because we've already seen it in prayer. And out it's going to come all kinds of healing and all kinds of different things out from behind that huge curtain. And, Lord, we thank you that we're still looking for those things. Some of us that's pray out here on Tuesday, we're looking for those things, Daddy. And we thank you, Lord, that you have called us to this hill, and we're going to do what you want done, because it's the time to get with it and get it done. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, and we're going to step out and we're going to walk on water. And we're going to have the boat's going to be just about to sink with the fish. Hallelujah. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. And we say right now, this night, we will get it done, Father. And you're going to show us what to do, and we're going to do it. And we give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Lord, it is pure. It is clean. It is, Lord, your might and your power. Put in us, Lord, to speak forth into this generation, Lord. And we do that, Lord. We do that faithfully, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you are building your church. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's you. And it's fulfilled to your design, to your specifications. And we give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.